بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلم أو مسلمة يموت ليلة الجمعة أو يوم الجمعة إلا وقي عذاب القبر وفتنة القبر ولقي الله ولا حساب عليه وجاء يوم القيامة ومعه شهود يشهدون له أو طابع. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim male or female passes away on a Friday or Friday night or day, Friday night means that the person had passed away, our Thursday night, as you know, Thursday night is actually the Friday night because the night starts first in Islamic calendar or in Islamic month, Islamic days, the night starts first. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim male or female passes away on a Friday night or day, he is protected against the punishment and tribulation of the grave. He will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any accounting for him. So when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no hisab kitab. So first he is protected from the trials and the tribulations and the test of the qabr. And then when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no accounting for him. He will come on the day of resurrection with witnesses who will testify to his righteousness, or he will have a stamp which will be a consent for him, or he will have a like a rubber stamp. This now will be a consent for him that this person was a righteous person. Here again we learn one thing, that it is a good thing. Ulama explained this is like the cherry on the top. Person who was a righteous person, was a pious person, and over and above that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to pass away on a Friday, Thursday night or Friday. Be very fortunate. But this is like the cherry on the top. This is not the cake itself. Sometimes you'll find a person may have been lived a very, very good life, very pious life. That is the asal, that is the real thing. Person lived a very good life, very pious life. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes him to pass away in a place, for example, like Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarramah, or he passes away in Salah, or he passes away on a odd night, or he passes away on a big night, now this is like the cherry on the top. We won't say that this is the whole cake. It may happen that the person was not good. His whole life, he did nothing that was good. He may have not been a good person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still he passed away on a Friday. So it doesn't mean every person that passes on away on a Friday is a guarantee. What it is like the cherry on the top. So this is like the topping, that little bit extra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives from his side. So therefore we should never think bad of anyone, or never think that why this person, such a pious person, didn't get a Friday, or didn't get such a maqam or such a place. This is in the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we all should hope and make dua that because of the fazilat of passing away on a Friday, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make us from amongst those people that pass away on a Friday. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الرجل إذا توفي في غير مولده يفسح له من مولده إلى منقطع أثره. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person passes away in a place which is not his birthplace, in other words, away from his home, he was on journey, he was on safar somewhere, and on the safar or in the safar he had passed away. So what is the reward for such a person? When a person passes away from a place which is not his birthplace, i.e. that is away from his home, his grave is expanded for him from his birthplace to the place where his footsteps stopped. So from his birthplace, from his home, till the place where his footsteps stopped, such a vast area Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands for him. So the place where he passed away, so from his home till the place where he passed away, his grave is expanded for him to such an extent. This hadith shows the virtue of passing away in a faraway land. Most lovers of the world are very fearful of dying away from their homes. Look at the beauty and the ease that Islam has created. That sometimes a person might feel that if I go on journey, what will happen if I pass away from there? What will happen to me away from my family, away from my friends? My qabr also will be so far away. Those fears can linger in a person's mind. It may prevent a person even from going for Hajj or for going for Nafil Umrah. Or it may prevent a person going from Nafil Hajj or Umrah. It may prevent a person from going out in Jihad. It may prevent a person going to study far away. If he's frightened, what will happen to him? But when he hears a hadith like this, that if I have to pass away, Allah Pak will expand my qabr so wide. Allah Pak will make it so spacious and so big. In this dunya, we all like to have big homes. We like to have big places to stay, big holiday homes. We like a big masjid, we like big cars, we like all these things that are nice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that this person went out and he had passed away. He was a righteous person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expand his qabr for him. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna arhama ma yakunu Allahu bil 'abdi idha wudi'a fi hufratihi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from all the different situations of life, Allah Ta'ala is most merciful to a person when he is placed in his grave. If we look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when before a person was even born, when he was in the womb of his mother, how much of mercy and love Allah Pak had showed this person. But there were so many different chances of germs attacking him, viruses attacking him, so many different possibilities of a person being deformed, so many different possibilities of something happening to this person. Allah Pak had mercy on him, Allah Pak took care of him, Allah Pak allowed him to be born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to go through his childhood, allowed him to grow up, and different, how much of mercy and love his mother had showed to him, how much of mercy and love his teachers had showed, his elders had showed. But there was so much of mercy and love showed to this person from the time he was born. And this mercy was only there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this person to be shown mercy. So now out of all the mercy that was shown to this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful to a person when he is placed in his grave. So here it also teaches us something. It is not something that we will be afraid of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is the most for the person when he is in his qabr. So many times in his dunya, a person didn't fright. He didn't fright to continue with his life. So here also, he shouldn't be afraid to continue with death. If death comes to me, I'm not afraid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be most merciful for me in the qabr. We should have this hope and this yearning based on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear these types of hadith, then naturally a person is not afraid and not scared and not traumatized by death. So this is the beauty of these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It creates an inner strength. It creates an inner immunity. It improves the immune system as far as these conditions are concerned. A person now is not afraid. He is more willing to accept sickness. He is more willing to accept death. And he is more willing to accept the news of death also, because now he has built that immunity by thinking and reflecting. And a person is pondering over the beauty of death, the beauty of the qabr, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in store. So now a person is not afraid and not hindered. In other words, he is actually looking forward to the journey that is ahead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.